This week, we're within 100 days of the solar eclipse that will cast its shadow over the entire United States, from sea to shining sea. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. Now, the Great American Eclipse of August 2017 will only be seen as a total solar eclipse along a 67-mile-wide path from Newport, Oregon to McClellanville, South Carolina, racing along through 14 states and swallowing 5 state capitals in its shadow before skipping off the continent and exhausting itself somewhere over the Atlantic. In Michigan, we'll see about 80% of the sun eclipsed. Now, a solar eclipse happens when the moon comes to new phase close to one of its nodes. The nodes mark the points where the moon's orbital plane intersects the orbital plane of the Earth. This intersection happens at two places along the moon's orbit, once going north, called the North Node, and once going south, called the South Node. Now, bear in mind, Earth and Moon are both in motion, which means the nodes are not static points in space. They appear to move along the Moon's orbital path in a rhythm of about 18 and a half years, and they were imagined by the wise men of ancient ages to be the head and the tail of a mighty dragon. Now, there are several ways to find story in an eclipse, and one of them is to tune into life events when the Moon's nodes move into the place where the eclipse will happen. So listen close, because the node moves into the Great American Eclipse point of August right now, from May 15th to May 25th. Now, whether or not events that occur now will have anything to do with the eclipse in August, this will require a bit of self-research. So mark your calendars, weave your tails. Now is the time to engage. And take note, this is a North Node solar eclipse, which means we're rising up from the belly of the dragon. I'm Mary Stuart Adams from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.